straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Rachel Reeves has insisted the police received a generous settlement in her spending review. Policing leaders have warned forces may need to make deep cuts because the funding doesn't go far enough. But the Chancellor says their spending power is rising by 2.3% a year.
Police have to live within the budgets we've set, but that is a real terms increase, well above inflation. And police now need to deliver within that budget. People have to pay for every public service. As a Chancellor, I have to balance those needs for investment in public services whilst also not spending more money than we have.
Ms Reeves has also acknowledged the latest GDP figures are disappointing, but says her plans will help deliver growth. The UK's economy shrank by 0.3% in April, more than expected. We're just hearing that a plane has crashed at Ahmedabad Airport in India. Unconfirmed reports say the Air India flight was heading to the UK with more than 100 people on board. We'll bring you more when we get it. Three teenagers have now been charged with rioting in Ballymena, which has seen three nights of disorder. An 18-year-old man and two boys aged 15 and 17 are due in court. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says the violence, which has spread to other towns now, is completely unacceptable. Jim Allister is North Antrim's MP.
Well, it's very distressing to see the violence, wanton and unwarranted, on the streets of our towns, and to see people do that to their own town is an added dimension of distress.
Ryanair says disruptive passengers who have to be removed from its flights will be fined £500. The airline hopes the new policy will act as a deterrent against unacceptable behaviour. A newly discovered species of dinosaur has made scientists reconsider the history of the T-Rex. Researchers have analysed skeletons first found in Mongolia in the 1970s. They think the mid-sized species, called the Dragon Prince, is the missing link in the evolution of tyrannosaurs. And the weather, very warm and humid, heavy and thundery rain spreading across western parts, a high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and step this way all. Thursday morning is now fully prepped and furnished and ready for us to take our places. Let's push away with Walton.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
That was a piece called Dawn by Ole Yello. And yes, I could feel its rosy fingers having their glorious effect. Ole Yello was the pianist. Max Ruizzi was a cellist. And we heard the 12 Ensemble. I say a cellist. He was the cellist. The cellist, for goodness sake, with the 12 Ensemble under Rupert Gough. And before that, we heard William Walton's Crown Imperial. Andrew Litton was conducting the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Well, good morning, and welcome to Classic FM. It is 12 and a half minutes past 10. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Thursday has brought with it all the usual exciting bustle that builds as the end of the week approaches. How are you? How is the bustle? If that doesn't sound too George Eliot. And what are the delights for you of this lovely weekend that is almost upon us? Musical highlights this hour include the overture to Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmilla, Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel, and Maurice Jarre's Themed Ghost. So there we are, rather a lovely Thursday mix of moods. And at 10:30, I shall have the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. First, here's Edward Gardner with the CBSO playing Schubert.
Thank you.
Edward Gardner with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra and that lovely opening movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 5. Do get in touch this morning. I think it's high time we took a little view of the country, a little patchwork view of the season. So I would like you to tell me what you can see outside your window. So text me on 61812 or email via classicfm.com and I shall enjoy compiling this lovely kaleidoscopic view. Now, in a moment or two, we should be hearing the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. But first, this frisky cocktail. This is one part Vivaldi to two parts Glinka.
Classic FM.
Erich Kunzel with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra playing the overture to Glinka's opera Ruslan and Ludmilla. And before that, we heard the opening movement of Vivaldi's Concerto in G for two mandolins. James Tyler and Robin Jeffrey were our soloists with the English concert conducted by Trevor Pinnock. Hi, AA, this is lovely Matt. I'm down in the southeast of England in Margate, Kent, and I can tell you it's blue skies and 22 degrees. Glorious day, glorious music. Best wishes. Matt, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much. You've got us off the blocks there. Well, it is... Oh, it's 10:31. I'm a little bit behind schedule. Time for the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. My word, this link's unbreakable. It represents money lent. The foundation of strong friendship, an agent of a not-so-secret bent. Here it is again. My word, this link's unbreakable. It represents money lent. The foundation of strong friendship, an agent of a not-so-secret bent. There we are. I shall reveal the answer before 11.
Thank you.
Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel. Daniel Hope was our violinist, accompanied by Jacques Amon on the piano. But lots of people getting today's clue right. In fact, I'd say 100% right. Jenny and David in sunny Norwich. Hooray! My two daughters, Nadia and Alicia, help with the clues too, plus my husband, Richie. Great show, as always, AA. That's Annie from Hemel Hempstead. Absolutely spot on. Sarah from sunny Lincoln. Absolutely right. Morning from sunny Cambridgeshire from Kathy. Right. Right, right. All will be revealed after we have heard from Maurice Jarre and Rossini on Classic FM. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
The overture to Rossini's opera The Barber of Seville, played by Concerto Italiano, Rinaldo Alessandrini was our conductor. And before that, we heard Tolga Kashif conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in that main theme to the film Ghost by Maurice Jarre. Well, how did you get on with today's Famous Five? My word, this link's unbreakable. It represents money lent, the foundation of strong friendship, an agent of a not-so-secret bent. Good morning, AA. This is Lisa and Sarah from Hackney. Good morning, AA. From the window into our garden, we can see the pink and white of the sweet peas and the wild birds on the feeder. Is the answer to the Famous Five Bond? We're still working on the connection. There we are. Lisa and Sarah, you are absolutely right. Bond is indeed the answer to today's clue. I think a number of people are still working on the connection. It's not the run-of-the-mill connection is all I will say. Let's have the final clue tomorrow at 10:30. News and weather next with Simon, and then 11 o'clock will be led by the opening of Mozart's 40th Symphony. And we shall also be hearing Jerusalem. Yes, and another track from my Classic FM album of the week, featuring the French guitarist Raphael Feuart. All these delights and many, many more coming shortly on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Imagine winning the Euro Millions £208 million jackpot on Friday the 13th. Whoa! Or even becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires. You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah! Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a tiger from £5 a month, helping to reduce poaching and restore their vital habitat. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Tiger and help bring our world back to life.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, a plane bound for Gatwick Airport has crashed shortly after takeoff in India. The Air India flight was carrying more than 240 passengers and crew, including 53 British nationals. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft came down in a residential area 5 minutes after departing from Ahmedabad Airport this morning. Classic FM's reporter Fraser Knight is following the story.
The pictures that are coming through from Western India, we can see huge plumes of black smoke, and we're currently verifying some, you know, of that footage as it comes through, and stretchers that have been taken by medics to some of the people there. We've had statements through from the civil aviation minister from the Indian government, who has said we are on the highest alert.
Flight AI171 was due to land at Gatwick at 6:25 this evening. Air India says it was a tragic accident and that its primary focus is on supporting those affected and their families. Julian Bray is an aviation analyst.
This is a state-of-the-art airline and a Dreamliner, Boeing's star product, you might say, and it does have several backup systems and safety systems. No doubt the investigation will determine what has happened.
In other news this morning, three teenagers have been charged with rioting following a third day of unrest in Ballymena. Police were again attacked with petrol bombs and fireworks. Last night also saw violence in other towns in Northern Ireland. Rachel Reeves has refused to rule out tax increases at the next budget after her spending review, but the Chancellor says it's wrong to say she's racked up a bill that will need to be paid for in future. And the UK